But right now we've got Rico with us from the group Sonic Circus. It'll be Saturday night here at Flamborama. Rico, thank you so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joel. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we played a clip of you guys. YouTube's wonderful. We can just steal all your music we need to play and tell people what you guys are all about. Yeah, I played a little clip of that this morning. Our afternoon guy came in just a little bit ago, and he said, wow, that was really good. You guys, how long have you been doing this, Rico? Tell us a little bit about the history of your career.
Yeah, I appreciate your noon guy's lower standards. That always helps a little bit. But I do appreciate the compliment. We do work hard at it. The band actually formed right around the turn of the century, which sounds like we're all, from Box generation. But it's, I think, about 2001, and I was not in the band at the time. So it's been going for about 23 years in many different incarnations and lineups. And we've even had some members quit or get fired and return to the lineup. And it's being in a band is a lot like dating. You have good days and you have bad days, and you get along at times, and other times there's friction. And if you can allow the good to outweigh the bad, then sometimes you bring those people back or they want to come back. But I joined the band in 2016. So this is my eighth year. And I'm a 32-year career high school music instructor in Wausau. And I had a former student of mine who went to Wausau West High School and relocated to the Fox Valley where the band is based. And he gave me a shout about 8 years ago and said, we are desperately seeking a lead singer and frontman. By any chance, are you available? And it was excellent timing for me. I wasn't in the band at the time and I was really missing it. And so I went and auditioned and got the spot and have been happily fulfilling that role for the last 8.5 years.
Now, obviously, since you teach it and now you do it, you live it, you play it, this obviously has been a passion of yours for how long? Since a young child? Or
absolutely. Music is innate. My parents were both professional musicians. When my father came home from World War II in 1947, he immediately married my mother, and they actually had what would equate to a syndicated Wisconsin radio show in the 50s called the Singing Sweethearts. And they both played instruments and harmonized with each other. And they did what would be the version of cover tunes back in those days, or standards, as my father always called them. And he would write songs about my mom, and my mom would harmonize to songs about her. And they just loved music. My dad was a real simple guy, as was my mom, but they always encouraged us all to follow some type of musical pathway. And I have four siblings and they all dabbled in it. And I did too. But I was the one who just pursued it to a different level. And again, not that that's necessarily any type of attainment as far as professionalism goes, but it was innate. It's woven into the fabric of who I am and always will be. Sometimes so much so that I sadly take it for granted. Yeah. And there are times still when I'm on stage where I think, you know, wake up and enjoy this moment rather than just going through the motions. And this is, you know, just another Saturday night obligation. So yeah. Music is who I am. Everything I do in life is music. I've learned it. I perform it. I teach it. I did radio jingles for a long stint. The only thing outside of music in my life that is a passion is aviation. I'm also a pilot, and that kind of takes its time, and me being a musician allows me to pay for the flight time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Rico, when they see you on stage as a lead singer in many of the songs Saturday night, and they see you up there, what genre of music really, obviously you got to do all kinds of different songs when you're doing festivals like this, but what's your passion? What's that genre of music that you're like, this is my number one? I like this.
Well, first of all, I'll be nervous, Joel. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'll picture you and everyone else at the show in their underwear, just all to right. My nerves a little bit.
Boxers, kind of compression boxers. So if you're going to picture me right. All right. All right.
I was thinking thong, but yeah, if you're a boxer guy, I have to make the adjustment.
All right.
I love it all. I just love to sing. And that's why I became a choir teacher, to try and encourage that in other kids too. But Gosh, it's hard to pick anyone. I love Bon Jovi. I love singing Bon Jovi. I'm a baritone. He's a world-class tenor. So it takes some there's application of the process that's going 100% of the time to try and bump my range up into his, which is a tough act to follow. But I also love we do some Motley Crue. Gosh, we do Prince, we do Journey. We do Cheap Trick, we do Van Halen, so I have to be a little bit of a vocal chameleon, and as do all the guys in the band. They all try to take on the. It's not just drumming as you would drum as so and so. It's drumming as Alex Van Halen or any of the great drummers, Tico Torres from Bon Jovi, that try to sound like and emulate the band that you are attempting to copy.
How do singers, I've always wondered, because being in radio for 37 years, sometimes I have moments where I'm just like, just Joel, just shut up, just enough. And I just, it feels like you're talking with you. You're being a teacher. You're singing. That voice, keeping that voice intact so you're ready to perform, is that a challenge as you get through into your years here?
Nailed that one, buddy. And I'm sure that you go through this too as a radio personality. Yes, it is it's a huge challenge and it's a huge weight always on my mind. So again, for me, it's not just singing, it's singing wildly out of my range. So there are nights where I have to tell the guys, hey, this song isn't gonna happen. What really affects it is getting enough sleep. I run a lot to try to increase my lung capacity, which really affects me as a singer. As a guitar player, as a drummer, as a bassist, keyboardist, anything else, you can walk on stage with the flu, be miserable, but do your job. If I have the slightest congestive issue, my range starts to shut down to the point of being a laryngeal thing. It's that I totally lose my voice. And so it's always a great concern to me. And luckily, in the summer, when I'm not teaching, my voice gets rest from gig to gig, as opposed to shouting at high school kids 8 hours a day. So it's you really picked up a key aspect of the role that maintaining vocal health is very important to me. I've never been a smoker. I'm not much of a party guy. I'm really a nerd. My favorite drink on the planet is chocolate milk. My
Exactly.
favorite thing to do when I'm not performing is watch TV or fly airplanes, and there's not a lot of talking involved there. So yes, I do my best to take it seriously and treat it professionally and try to hit the notes in tune.
Tell us about the rest of the group we'll see on stage Saturday night when folks come out to see you, Rico. Who else you got with you on stage here?
So I'm thinking maybe the videos you saw, Joel, were when we were a five-piece band. We are now a four-piece band. So we have our drummer is named Scotty Schrader. He's out of the Appleton area. Excellent percussionist. He is one of the guys I mentioned who was in the band for an earlier stint and then joined another band and then ended up coming back when we lost the drummer right around 2020. And just a really good guy, excellent percussionist, and really brings the pulse to all the rock and roll that we play. And he's also quite the showman too, with twirling his sticks and throwing his sticks and occasionally dropping his sticks and trying to slam a beer when he's only using one hand, which we discourage, but hey, what are you going to do? It's a rock and roll party. On guitar is one of Wisconsin's foremost, I think, rock and roll guitarist. His name is Jeremy Martins. He's from the Waupaca area. He is also a school teacher, but he is a Phy Ed teacher. So those two, not a lot of gelatinous material between teaching gym and playing rock and roll guitar, but this guy plays Eddie Van Halen like I always wanted to and could never attain. And he just seems to do it so effortlessly. Fun guy. And you're going to see he just lights up the stage as a phenomenal rock and roll guitarist. Sadly, in 2023, we had our bass player, Paul Yeager, passed away due to stage four laryngeal cancer. And, he was a great, great guy, and in the spring of 23 started saying, I don't feel so good and my back hurts. And we said, Paul, you got to get this checked out. And he did, and he came back and he said, well, it's not good news, guys. And he only played one more gig with us, and that was a struggle for him in May. And when you get that news, you start thinking, wow, do we just quit? Do we just shut things down? But because we're an agency act, We play about 60 to 80 times per year, and you've got all those contracts floating around out there. And I think anybody would understand if you broke one due to those circumstances. But Paul loved the band. He loved music. And he said, guys, you got to keep going. You just do whatever it takes. And I'm going to be back. And that's what he kept on saying is I'm going to fight this and I'm going to be back. And that was a great spirit to carry in our hearts and souls, but it never happened. He ended up passing away on August 22nd, a year ago. So last Memorial weekend of 2023, I had a good friend in Wausau, who I'd known for a couple decades. His name is Bradford Putras, and Bradford is an amazing bass player and just an all-around hell of a guy. And he happened to come to one of my high school shows because his son was dating one of my high school girls. And I said, Bradford, what are you doing here? And he said, well, it's kind of a father commitment, and I got to check this guy out. And we laughed. And I said, by any chance, are you in a band right now? And he said, I'm not doing anything. And I bounced the idea off, and he said, I would love to substitute for a while and, fill in the gap. And he's been in the band for over a year, and he's worked out really, really well.
Yeah,
So every
you knew if you hooked them, you'd have them, right?
well, yeah, you hope so. I mean, and I'm never the one to brag about the good things that are going on in my life. I like to say, you know what, just come check it out and see if it clicks with you. And I sort of did that with him. I said, just play a few gigs. You might hate it. If you do, you're helping us through the next month or whatever. And if you love it, we hope you stick around. And he did. And he's been a tremendous boost to the band. He's got such a professional, positive attitude. He's always the guy. He could be back in Wausau, and I could still be coming back to Wausau from, Milwaukee. And I could say, hey, Bradford, I just broke down 3 miles north of Milwaukee. And he'll say, I'll be there in 3 hours. He's just a team player, and he's really added a lot. So that's the lineup with me on vocals and occasionally on guitar. And I also do all of the tech in the band. So we do have some stuff going on behind us with some backing tracks. It's a very common thing in entertainment these days.
Sure.
But beyond that, it also runs our audio mix, and it also runs our entire light show. And that's all done from computer on stage. And so there's four of us. We don't have a crew. We don't have any light man or sound man. We walk in, and everything that you see in here is being done by the four of us, which when things go south, that's a real tense moment because there's nobody to jump in and fix something. It is, well, we're going to take a 3 minute break and hopefully fix this 20 minute problem.
Yeah, well, we'd be comforted knowing you're coming to a town that has a deep music history of great band music instructors here in our town. In fact, two of the bands that are coming, Moniker and one of the other ones is has Park Falls natives in the band that are returning back. So it's a great music history and appreciation here for people like you, not only as a teacher at the school, but a musician. So I think you'll fit right in here, Rico.
I'll tell you what, I know that, Joel, because those are some of my first gigs in Park Falls Butternut area. More recently, I used to play The Grove, which was in Maple Grove, with my last band, Area 51. And we always looked forward to those gigs because it was just a great hometown crowd that came out and just appreciated rock and roll. And they would guzzle their beer all night long, and there weren't fights. There weren't hecklers. There was just a bunch of cheers and a bunch of song requests, and we loved it. And I have a story for you. Back, I'm going to say about 1985, I was in a band called Roulette, still based out of Wausau, and we were playing a place called the Idlewild Resort up in your area, which was closer to Butternut, but he put us up in a hotel in Park Falls. And that weekend, a tornado came through and took the roof off the hotel we were staying at. And yeah, we lost a little bit of equipment through that, and we had glass cuts and whatnot. And we went to the bar that night thinking for sure the guy's gonna go, you know what, just pack up and get out of here. Nope, he wanted us to play. So we played in our jackets and jeans and no stage clothes. Back then, you had the big hair, and even guys wore a little bit of eyeliner and whatnot. We stood there just completely freaked out and kind of just soldiered on through the night, packed up our stuff and hit the road, and had a hell of a story to tell everybody for the next, 40 years. But those were great memories too. And I also used to play Grunerwald's, which is another rock and roll club up in that
Just
area.
between here and Fifield, yeah, not open
Yeah.
anymore, but yeah, a lot of history there. I'm
Absolutely.
sure, Rico, you could write a book about the stories of being on the road and playing great experiences and some not so great. But
You bet.
that's kind of the joy of every place you go to, and guess that's probably why some artists like to return to festivals. Maybe they're familiar with, because it's a little mentally more it's better mentally to know what you're walking into sometimes, right?
You betcha, absolutely. And it is if you're a performer of any level, you know that when you're not doing it is when you miss it the most. And a stark reminder of that was 2020, when a lot of our clubs shut down or were diminishing their play schedules. But conversely, we had other clubs that weren't normally running music that all of a sudden could get a band for cheap, because there are bands out there just, you know, salivating for chances to go out and turn a buck. So, you know, other doors open, and that's the great thing about humanity is, you know, one door closes and something, another pathway appears, and you just go on. But thank goodness that time is over, because what an awful dark time that was for the country and the world.
Yeah, and I was talking with some of the other band members earlier this week. I think there seems to be a resurgence in having the live music. We have more local bands around here right now than I can remember, especially 8 or 10 years ago. I think there's a little bit of a resurgence of that, of the live music. Do you see that at all, Rico? Or?
Oh, yeah. Boy, it's another good point, Joel. You're a pretty wise dude there. Your observations are spot on. And the market for live music is just alive and thriving. That being said, as a performer, I also notice, sadly, that at times the appreciation for live music has become a little bit more complacent at times, because people are so used to, I also do a solo act. I do a solo act called That Guy. So I go out and I do about a third of our playlist from Sonic Circus, and I throw in a bunch of light rock tunes and just stuff that I try to get the audience singing along on or whatever. And it's a scaled down version of Sonic Circus with a fairly substantial sound system and a light show and whatever, but it's just one guy on stage. And there's a lot of times where I play a chains of clubs out in the Fox Valley, and they're enjoying their dinner, and I am strictly meant to be background music. It's not a performance. I still try to drag them in because I'm starved for attention and insecure, as all musicians are. But I try to get them to just buy into the moment, because when you get on board with something, you enjoy it more. You know, it's the very first concert I ever saw in my entire life was, I was 12 years old. My sister got me Kiss tickets for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I went to see Kiss at the then Dane County Coliseum in Madison, Wisconsin. And I walked out of there a changed man, or little boy, as it would be. But the big thing I took away from that was not that I wanted to go see a bunch of concerts. I wanted to be the concert. I wanted to be the performer. And there's just something really attractive to me about laying it all on the line when you walk on stage. And you're going to have fans and you're going to have detractors. But whatever it is, you gave it your best. And then it's up to them to decide which side of that line that they stand on. And there's an incredible amount of support out there for live music in Wisconsin.
And I think growing up as a child in that era of late 70s and 80s, like you and I think both are, you can't help but be influenced by the Bon Jovis, the Bostons, the REO Speedwagons, the Sticks, all that stuff, because it was just such an incredible time for music. That time, that transition from, you know, kind of the lighter rock into the disco, we won't talk about that, and then into the real rock and roll. It was a special time in music history.
You're so right on that, Joel. And what you said, I have always perceived the entertainment business in that era of the 70s, when I was starting to awaken to it, as not as fractured as it is today. You know, there was rock and roll, there was country, but there wasn't hip hop, there wasn't rap, there wasn't country rock, there wasn't rap rock, there weren't all the little estuaries that break off the mainstream. And I remember Kiss just seemed like they were the rock band. And I actually had a classmate, and I was in the seventh grade, and he was talking in the back of the classroom, and he was going to get us in trouble. And I was always the little, you know, Dudley Do-Right kid, afraid of being in trouble. And I turned around, I said, "Well, you guys shut up. You're going to get yelled at." And he said, "Oh, you know, mind your own business. What are you guys yakking about anyway?" He said, We're talking about how great Kiss is. And I didn't know anything about Kiss. And I was from a poor family. We had nothing. My mom cut my hair till I was 19 years old. I would wear all my brother's hand-me-down clothes to school, and that was our family. And he said, "Well, go buy the albums, you know, see how awesome they are." And I went, "Ain't got no money, dude." This 12-year-old kid pulls a $50 bill out of his wallet, which I'd never seen a $50 bill. And he hands it to me, and I thought he's going to snatch it away. Nope. I grasped it with a firmness of a dying man, and I pulled it toward myself, and it was like angels are going, "Oh!" It was $50 in my hand. And he goes, "Go buy the albums and see for yourself." And I did that night. I walked
Wow.
down to downtown Wausau to the Inner Sleeve record store, and I bought whatever Kiss albums he had in stock. And I took them home and I played them all start to finish. I went, "Yeah, that was all right. I kind of like this one song." And I played that one again. And you know, this one's growing on me. I swear, by the end of the night, I was a Kiss fan. And I went in the next day and I went, "You're right, they're awesome." And my big sister, who's 10 years older than me and always my second mother, was the one who went, "Well, if he likes the albums, we got to take him to a concert." And Joel, you're going to love this. Kiss tickets in 1977 were eight freaking dollars.
Eight
$8.
bucks.
2 years later, I saw Van Halen. I was a drummer when I saw Kiss, and I switched to guitar after seeing Van Halen. Van Halen tickets were $12 in 1979. And
Nice.
so there's a big way things have changed, right?
Yeah.
Now you need to sell your firstborn or and or a kidney to go see your favorite artist in
Yeah,
concert.
and maybe get to see them on the screen when you're there, not actually see their faces because you're so
Yeah,
far
and
away.
that was such a huge part of it too. There was no MTV, there was no YouTube, there was no internet. So when you saw your artists, they were on stage or maybe on 60 Minutes as a talk show. Otherwise, you didn't see them living and breathing.
Right.
So that oversaturation again
Yeah.
was kind of a gift back in those days because they were iconic when they walked on stage.
Yeah.
And so now it really takes a superhuman to be reach that level of
Yeah,
stardom.
it's a different era. So we're talking with Rico from Sonic Circus Saturday night. They will be at Flamborama at 8:30. We look forward to seeing you here, Rico. We thank you so much for sharing your stories and sharing your time. And we're looking for a fun time Saturday night here in Park Falls. We'll try. It doesn't look like there's any severe weather coming to our area, so you should be able to get out of here tornado free. That's what we're hoping.
Yes, I'll tell you what, we're going to be there rain or shine. It's
All
not going to be
right.
us who says it's not going to happen. And we're bringing all the toys for this gig because we've been looking to it forward to this for months. And I'm hoping there's still a few people in the area that might remember me from other bands. And if not, I hope to make some new friends and hope that they appreciate the band I'm currently in because we aim to please and we're there to work for you guys. So we are really looking forward to it and honored to be a part of it.
All right, Rico, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Safe travels, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Joel. I appreciate being here and thanks for all you do.
You bet. Rico there with Sonic Circus joining us Saturday night, Flamborama, 8:30 under the big tent. It's going to be a wonderful show. You won't want to miss it.
Love